Blog Talk Radio.
I released all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, energy medicine practitioner, certified aromatherapist, certified metaphysician, life coach, and author living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area. More specifically, Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I always give background information for my new listeners. And the reason I developed the show is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I also wanted to have shows that talked about divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And with tonight's show, we have two people who are going to talk with you. One is going to talk about a specific event that's taking place in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, and Sister Rahima, and she's going to talk only for 15 minutes, in a few minutes, and then our guest speaker is Dr. Imani Ma'at. Now, Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, and it is promoting health and wellness among youth using poetry. Again, tonight's topic is promoting health and wellness among youth using poetry. And if you're on the computer and would like to dial in and talk to Dr. Imani, the number to call is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. For those of you who want to use the internet, and if you're on the phone, you can just type in http://tobtr.com/s/5211767. Again, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/5211767. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion, and only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week, we discussed your Akashic record and your soul's blueprint. We had 14 live lessons and 24 callers. However, since last week, we have had over 400 downloads, which means over 400 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness program since last week. And as always, I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. Since our show had its debut on October 22nd, 2012, we have had 35,978 listens. Again, we have had 35,978 listens, which includes live calls. And this is only in 9 months. Also, remember, if you can't join us, go to the website and you can hear all of our shows, which are archived. Now, last week we had Joanna, who was brought back by popular demand, and the topic was your Akashic reading, your soul's blueprint. And Joanna is a gifted psychic medium and certified Akashic reader. And she's also a Reiki master and certified light healer with over 15 years of experience. Joanna offers psychic medium other side readings, spirit guide readings, future life readings, and your soul's purpose readings. And you can contact Joanna at Joanna's, Joanna's Light, LIGHT .com. Again, her website is Joanna's, Joanna's LIGHT .com. She's also a retreat facilitator at the Bodhisitta Retreat Center, which is a holistic sanctuary in Santa Clarita, California. And that center is designed to nurture one's mind, body, and spirit through meditations, Reiki healing, yoga, and metaphysical workshops. Because Joanna had received such rave reviews from her first show, we had her on again last week, and she will be a regular part of the Higher Consciousness lineup. So she would come, she would be the guest probably 3 to 4 times per year. So stay tuned for more details in the future. Now, before I introduce tonight's guest speaker, who is Dr. Imani Ma'at, a phenomenal person, health educator, mother, teacher, grandmother, I am bringing on Rahima Liz Cowley to discuss a wonderful event that will take place in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area this weekend. So, let's see. If she, when she calls in, she's not on the board yet. But anyway, what I want to do is Rahima is going to give more information about her event, which is a wonderful event, and they are going to have wonderful performers who are talented vocalists and entertainers and percussionists, and they have an extended repertoire that ranges from jazz to R&B to a little bit of Anita Baker and some India Ree and some Jill Scott. So it's just really, really, really wonderful. I've attended quite a few of the events, and they've just been exceptional. So when Rahima comes on, she will give you, like I said, more information about her wonderful event. And she will give you the contact information where you can call to get more information about the tickets. The tickets in advance are $15, and it's going to be set in a wonderful cafe environment with a Caribbean kind of aesthetic. Really, really nice, and you will have the opportunity to buy Caribbean food. If you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, they're going to have a wide array of different dishes for you to sample and to really, really what your palate. So this evening, as I stated, we're going to have the wonderful opportunity to have Dr. Yemini Ma'at talk about the ways in which we need to promote health and wellness among youth. And what she's done is so, so creative. She's used the medium of poetry to have youth talk about what's on their minds. And at the 7:30 half hour, I'm going to give more detailed information about Dr. Yemini and her background, but just now I'm going to give general information about her interests and how she's able to contribute. She is passionate about her work and has been passionate about her work for a number of years. And she saw the dearth of information and knowledge that's out there regarding health education as it relates to young people. So a lot of times people want young people to be responsible, and they want young people to be more aware, but no one is educating them. No one is talking to them and telling them the ways in which they should be more sexually responsible. And it's a fallacy to think that if you don't talk to your child, your teen, and even younger kids about their bodies, that they just won't become curious, because they will. That's how quite a few people end up in situations that are not pleasant regarding sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies, because sometimes the parents think, especially because of religious beliefs, that abstinence is the best policy. And maybe 20 to 30 years ago, when people had less temptations, but everything on the television, video games, the movies, everything now is so sexually explicit that it's rare to find young people who have not been somewhat curious about becoming involved sexually. So what Dr. Yemini does is she helps them educate. She helps some young people to become educated about the things connected and associated with sex, because it's not just about having sexual relations. She goes into the consequences, because if you have unprotected sex, then teenagers are taught through her workshop and through her trainings that you can get, as I mentioned before, sexually transmitted diseases. One can get, babies can become a consequence of unprotected sex. And then she does it in a way in which young people do not feel judged. Because sometimes young people want to talk about these things, but they don't know where to go because they don't feel comfortable in talking to their parents, especially if they have religious beliefs that tell them that they should not talk to their parents. So it's very, very important for young people to know that there is a place, a safe place, like Dr. Yemini's wonderful, wonderful training programs, where they can go and not be judged, and they can have the answers to the questions in a very supportive environment with a person who's not talking emotionally, but who's talking with facts, because Dr. Yemini is a health educator and has worked at the CDC for over 22 years, and she's a scientist. So when she gives her responses or talks to people, young people and their parents and everyone else, she's coming with information, with her toolbox and her repertoire of information that's factually based, that's not emotionally based. Okay, so now I think Sister Rahima has now joined us, so I will pipe her in for 15 minutes to talk about her wonderful event. Greetings, Rahima. How are you?
Greetings. Assalamu alaikum. And for those of us that are fasting, Ramadan Mubarak. How are you, Jamila?
I'm doing well. Wa alaikum assalam. I was telling people that I've had the opportunity to attend a lot of your wonderful events, and that you have a wide range of different kinds of genres. So without my taking up any time for your 15 minutes, why don't you just tell people exactly what you're having this weekend, when it is, and contact information.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me to have my 15 minutes of fame on your wonderful blog talk radio show. Well, we're in our month of Ramadan, which we're fasting, and after the fast, we have a three-day celebration. And on Saturday, August 10th, starting at 7:30 p.m., we will be presenting our appreciating and celebrating the benefits of Ramadan, and Ramadan simply means fasting. And it's going to be held at Calabash Caribbean Restaurant, and it's on 2122 Candler Road Southeast. I believe that's Decatur, and it's in the Candler Plaza, and the cross street is Oakland Terrace. The entertainment fee is $15 per person, advance ticket purchase, and you can contact myself at 404-426-3203 or Sister Mary Salam at 404-284-3757. We have the tickets available for purchase. However, you can pay at the door, but it will be $20 at the door. We have a wonderful mini orchestra, I call it, Rahima's Jazz Ensemble. We have 8 pieces in the band this time. It's going to be fabulous. We're doing some new material, Jamila, that you have not heard, and it's going to be really wonderful. We are going to record it. We're going to video record it. Yes, and the place, Calabash, is really a beautiful, cozy little colorful restaurant. The owner, Charmaine, is from Trinidad, and she has participated in Carnival over the years. And she has some beautiful decor, the mask that they made and wore during Carnival every year. So it's really a beautiful place, very colorful. And we're going to have on keyboard and saxophone Kevin Dr. Oz Osborne. We're going to have on piano Tony Taylor. We're going to have Nasheed Abdul Khalik on upright and electric bass. We're going to have Tavius Elder on guitar. We're going to have Asa Allah on congas, John Khalifa on drums and vocals, Ernest Williams on trumpet, and Tony Ansari on tenor sax. Al, it's going to be fantastic. These guys are going to do some wonderful tunes. Actually, do you remember Donny Hathaway's
Ghetto? Yeah.
We're going to do that tune, and we're going to feature our percussionist on that, Asa and John Khalifa. We're going to feature them on that. We've got some great material. We have Satin Mockingbird, who's coming in from Nashville, Tennessee. We have Angelic Elector. We have Saba Karima. And Saba is going to do a short tribute to Whitney Houston because Whitney's birthday is August 9th.
Wow.
So we're going to do a little tribute to Whitney Houston. We will be doing a wide range of jazz, R&B, a little pop, a little blues. And we also have Lady Opal on, and we have my granddaughter, Ashley Anissa, who's going to be on the lineup this time. So it's going to be a phenomenal performance. The food is absolutely delicious. If you love Caribbean food and you love the curry and the jerk chicken, and I think she has jerk fish, jerk chicken, and the rotis, and she has some stewed chicken, stewed fish, just wonderful menu. I'm fasting. I'm a little souped up because it's getting close to time to break the fast, but we are welcoming anyone that wants to come. We have a wide variety of guests that come. It's not just a Muslim environment. We have a wonderful group of higher consciousness people that come out and share this event with us, and we are really looking forward to this one because we are coming off of a 30-day fast, so our senses are going to be heightened, so we are going to be really, really entertaining the people. So do come out. It's at 2122 22 Candler Road, Southeast. It's in Decatur, 30032. The restaurant's phone number is 404-378-5014. And the nearest cross street is Oakland Terrace. So please come out. The entertainment fee, again, is $15 in advance. And you can contact myself, Rahima, at 404-426-3203 or Sister Mary Salam at 404-284-3757. We will have tickets available. Limited amount of tickets, limited seating. So do look into getting your tickets over the next few days. Otherwise, you will have to pay the $20 cover charge at the door. So we borrowed a phrase from you, Jamila.
Uh-huh.
We're calling it a higher consciousness experience.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I know that it is, because each of the performances that I have attended have been extraordinary. So I know that this one, particularly a tribute to Whitney, is just going to be just absolutely remarkable. And I've heard Saba, and she's just, her voice is exquisite. I've heard all the vocalists, and everyone in the audience, please make an attempt to come. Do everything you can to attend this wonderful event, because you would not be disappointed. Rahima is an excellent promoter, and she does excellent promotions and shows. So you'll be very, 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 very pleased, very happy. And for those of us who do not like to have cigarette smoke and all that going on, you won't have to be bothered with that, because a lot of times people go to nice jazz clubs and then they're bothered by a lot of cigarette smoke and a lot of other things that really take away from the performances. And with all of the productions that Rahima has had, that has not been an issue. And you can just sit and listen and talk, because you don't really see people being intoxicated or using profane language or smoking. And for those of us who are over 30, we would like to just listen to excellent music without having those distractions. And her performances have been extraordinary, and you won't have that element at this event nor at any of her other events that she's going to promote. So I'm just so pleased, Rahima, that you're having something in honor of Whitney, since her birthday is August 9th.
One of our community pioneers, her birthday is also August 9th, and you know her as well, our door person, Sister Carrie. Her birthday is also August 9th, so we will be celebrating her birthday. Actually, Professor Franklin, we are celebrating July and August birthdays, and of course your birthday being July 12th, and our trumpet player, his birthday is July 12th. We will be doing a special tribute to all of you wonderful people born on the Earth Day of July and August. So also, I want to make mention that, yes, you're more than welcome. We will also have returning to the stage with us the R&B classic group Just Three. They are going to be with us again. So we are looking forward to that. They will be doing some new material this time, but we're truly looking forward. And Mr. Robert Pruitt will be on the lineup. So it's going to be just an awesome performance. We're looking forward to having a really holistic, good time in a wonderful environment, very colorful and very safe, plenty of parking, and we start at about 7:30 p.m. It will still be daylight, so you can find the place easily. We're going to have some balloons, colorful balloons, out on the sidewalk at the main street. But we will have security out, and so just come on out if you're available. Come on out and have a really, really good time with us. We're looking forward to it. We're going to enjoy a few of our favorite things, good folk, good food, good music, and some really good mood. So, Jamila, we love you and appreciate so much you giving me this opportunity to come on. And I didn't know that I would have time, but I made time because I know that I appreciate and love being on your show.
And we love having you, Fahima. It's always such an honor. And I'm encouraging everyone within the listening audience who's in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, if you're in Midtown, Buckhead, Decatur, Lithonia, Stone Mountain, Duluth, any place within the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, Sandy Springs, Roswell, even if you're further out, it's worth the drive. You would not be disappointed. And this is the way in which we deserve to have fun. We deserve to be able to go to a venue where we don't have to be bothered by people bringing in low vibrational things like profanity and smoking and just
exactly.
A lot of things that distract and take away from performances. So that would not be the case here. You will be in for an outstanding treat with the vocalist that Rahima has named. And Rahima herself is just absolutely wonderful because she's the MC, and she keeps she keeps you in stitches. She's humorous. So, and on top of that, very easy on the eyes, man. A very beautiful woman. So for the males out there, if you come only for Rahima, you will be very, very pleasantly pleased. You will be very, very pleased. The women are beautiful, especially Rahima. So please do come out. And women, there are some very handsome men in the band. So
this
is a treat for all. A treat for all.
It's a treat for everybody. These are world-class musicians, recording artists. They are just phenomenal. They are not just your average local musician. We have some of the best musicians the country has to offer, not just locally. So you will definitely enjoy yourself. So please come out again. We're going to have a photographer on site this time who will be taking pictures. And I think he charges $10, and you can pretty much get them on the spot. You remember back in the day, Jamila, when you would go out and you had the photographer, and he had the little camera. So he has more state-of-the-art equipment, but he's going to be with us, and as I said, it will be video recorded and live, and we will at some point have the recordings available for purchase, a small fee. But we are going to do that because the environment is so colorful and pretty. We want to capture all of that. And with this assembly of musicians that I've been able to put together for this event, we want to capture this on film for sure. We really, really do. So I'm looking forward to it. And Jamila, I'm gonna miss you this time.
Yeah. I'll be there definitely in spirit though. And I'm promoting it because it is going to be a phenomenal event. You've never not given the best. So this tribute to Whitney is going to be extraordinary. I know it is.
It really is. It really, really is. It's going to be really nice. We can't help but recognize she was such a phenomenal talent, and Saba will do justice to her music. And Ashley may be doing something, and Angelica Lecter, they may be doing a piece by Whitney as well. So it will be a really wonderful tribute, and we're looking forward to that segment of the show. But the entire show is going to be really, really good, really uninterrupted because we're in a different location where it will be just ongoing performances, and we will take 15-minute breaks. There will be three shows, the first show starting at 7:30, and the last show of the evening will start around 11. We will go until round midnight. So do come out again. It's at Calabash Caribbean Restaurant at 2122 Candler Road, Southeast. The phone number there is 404-378-5014. If you need more information, you can call that number, 404-378-5014. The proprietor's name is Charmaine, and she can give you any additional information. Actually, you can go by there and purchase some tickets. There will be some tickets there with her if you want to do that as well. It might be easier for you to do it that way. So do come out to the restaurant and try the food. It's really, really good and very reasonably priced, very reasonably priced. So come out and enjoy yourselves. And if you can't make it to the event, do come out and enjoy some wonderful Caribbean food. All right. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Professor
Jamila. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And everyone, what Rahima has just told us is absolutely a bargain. You cannot go anywhere where you have 4 hours, 4.5 hours of entertainment for only $15. That's unheard of.
No way.
And at the caliber in which these performers perform, I've been there. I've been to most of all of their performances, and that's a steal. There's nowhere in Atlanta where you can get that. And then also have the opportunity to eat exquisite Caribbean food and just have been in a wonderful ambiance of people,
yes,
of grown folks, having a wonderful time. Rahima, thank you so much as always.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And I will have a special recording of the show for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
And
love you much.
We will talk soon, my dear. Take good care. And I'm going to try and listen to some more of the show as I prepare my meal for the evening. And I say greetings of peace to all. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Rahima. Okay, now after this commercial break, we will have Dr. Imani Ma'at.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings and welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and this is Higher Consciousness. You just heard a moment ago from Sister Rahima, who is hosting this wonderful, phenomenal event this coming weekend. And for those of you who received the contact information, I strongly encourage that you attend. And it's a place where you will feel very comfortable. The ambience is very nice and very uplifting and very engaging. You will feel like you're part of the band, because the band is on the flat floor, so you're right up close to them, and you will be able to hear the melodious singing from the vocalist and the wonderful accompaniment of the members of the band. Some of the band's members have traveled worldwide with very famous bands, so you have the opportunity to have a wonderful treat if you are able to go on the 10th, which is on Saturday. For more information, you can contact the numbers that Rahima gave. And for those of you who are just joining us, please feel free to listen to the archived show and you can get the detailed information about the location as well as about the telephone number. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to part two of our show. Tonight's topic is promoting health and wellness among youth using poetry. And our special guest this evening is Dr. Imani Ma'at. Dr. Ma'at is a health educator, scientist, and motivational speaker who worked for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, for 22 years. She is now the CEO of her own business entitled Healthy Haku Productions, LLC, which specializes in health educational workshops, training, and motivational speaking regarding healthy choices for teens and adults. Due to her passion for working with youth and the arts, in 2002, Dr. Ma'at co-founded a nonprofit teen theater health education group entitled Youth Educational Services. And the acronym is YES for Health Incorporated. Most recently, she launched an award-winning poetry workshop series for youth entitled Healthy Haku for Youth, which has been systematically evaluated through a fellowship from Morehouse School of Medicine, Tuskegee University, and University of Alabama, documenting the effectiveness of this unique strategy. Dr. Ma'at has published two books based on the workshop entitled Promoting Healthy Knowledge, Attitudes, and Behaviors Among Youth Using Haiku and Creative Expression, a training manual for mentors, which is a full health curriculum and provides information on health issues such as delaying sex, like I talked about earlier, HIV, violence, self-esteem, diet, and exercise, and much more. And this training manual also provides examples of haiku, which is a particular technique that Dr. Imani is going to talk about on our show, and other poetry written about the issues. The second book, published in 2010, is entitled Healthy Haiku Poetry, Using Creative Expressions to Transform Youth. Several new books will soon be published in the Healthy Haiku series. One children's haiku rhyming book on nutrition. Another, a book for older children and teens that focuses on the prevention of obesity through nutrition. And then the third, a positive book full of affirmations for teens. Dr. Ma'at is an adjunct professor at Morehouse School of Medicine and has earned degrees from Mount Holyoke College, Massachusetts of Technology, which is commonly known as MIT, Harvard University, and Teachers College of Columbia University. And Dr. Ma'at is a close friend of mine, so without further ado, I'm going to bring her on. Greetings, Dr. Imani Ma'at. How are you?
Good evening, Professor Jamila Franklin Oyende. Thank you so much for having me on the Higher Consciousness Blog Talk Radio Show. This is exciting, and I wish I were here this weekend for Rahima's event. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
I hate it.
That I'm going to have to miss that. But before I say anything, I want to just commend you for all that you do for the community, Jamila, through this radio program. And, you know, you're always, you're one of my friends that I consider a people connector, because you're always getting people together who have skills that can complement each other. And, you know, we can do work together, we can support each other. So you used to host really nice networking events at your home. I mean, so you've always been doing this, and we really, really appreciate you for all that you do for the community. So
I'm just honored.
I'm just honored to be in your circle and to be one of your friends. So thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I'm used to hosting a show, so being on the other side of the of the mic, of the table. It's weird because I don't have the control board up.
Yeah, I know.
I can't see if anyone, any of my friends have called in or if anyone is there, but I'm sure they're listening or they're on the computers or whatever. But thank you so much. I'm just delighted to be able to spend some quality time with you and your listeners and talk a little bit about what we do.
Well, I am so pleased and so honored because for those of you who know Dr. Imani, she is so very humble. She's not one of those people who drops names. You would never know about her background. I knew about some of her degrees, but I didn't know about, I think, one of them. I was like, oh, my God, she did this too? Maybe she mentioned it and I didn't know. But MIT, Harvard, Columbia, Mount Holyoke, those are like the top schools in the country. And Imani does not boast about her background. She doesn't do any of that because her philosophy is you use those tools to get you to do the work that you came here to do. And so she's really committed to humankind and to service. And I commend you because having dealt with young people for a short time when I came to Georgia as a substitute teacher, because I teach at the college level, I said, I can't do this. I would commit homicide or suicide for myself. It was just taking too much out of me. I said, it's not a good fit. But you have committed yourself to it, and it's just so wonderful.
Well, I think using the creative approach has really helped to break down the walls and the barriers. I have to admit, I was a little intimidated at first as well in terms of youth because they have so much energy and so much drama. And that's really why we started back in 2002. We started our teen theater program because we said, you know, we need to put all this drama to good use. So we started Yes for Health as a way to educate young folks about important health issues and then actually sort of train them to be peer educators and to create performances about those health issues that we study and that we studied. So, for example, our first big play and still our signature play to this day is called Drive Through Justice, and it's about diabetes and the impact of diabetes specifically on communities of color, specifically on the African American and Hispanic communities. You know, we have such a high, and I intentionally did not bring all the statistics and all of that because I mean that's what fueled my passion for working with youth and working on health issues. Is that having worked for 22 years at CDC and some years before that in New York City in public health. We just see the numbers, as much as there's so many people with good intentions at CDC and in the communities and the health departments that we worked with around the country, but we still continue to see the numbers rise, the numbers of people with diabetes, with obesity, with HIV, AIDS, cancers, so many things. So my thinking was let's reach upriver, you know, get the young ones and instill healthy behaviors and information first and foremost, but instill healthy behaviors, a healthy self-esteem so that young people make healthy choices in all areas of their lives, not just how we use health as a platform, but we really want to equip them for life, for getting on their path and doing what they're uniquely designed to do in this lifetime. So, but the drama piece has helped us. We're actually getting ready to bring that play back because it's as important as it was back in 2002. It's just as and even more important now that we get those messages out that are embedded in that play. So we are real excited about bringing Drive Through Justice back, which is, it's a play. Think about, you know, the way the civil rights movement, if you will, at least one version of the civil rights movement got started. It was people sitting in basements and planning and, mm-hmm. you know, people's dining room tables and talking together. Even Rosa Parks, I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting Miss Parks at a, she was given an award at a graduation ceremony at Mount Holyoke after I was already an alum at that point, but I was invited to go to this special ceremony for her. And I somehow ended up sitting next to her when we had lunch. And she,
wow.
you know, she told
oh,
me this powerful story that, you know, she was not this little old lady who was sitting on a, who was too tired to get up from her seat on the bus. She said, no, that was all planned. I was part of a protracted movement with people. You know, it was not just me. And it just opened up so much for me because it talked about the power of coming together and planning, you know, as a group. So in this play, in the diabetes play, we sort of took that concept. We've got a banker, an attorney, a store manager. We have all these people who are, we have the radio DJ in the area. We have the other parts of media. And what they're planning to do is make an example of a fast food restaurant, Sweet Burgers, where mm-hmm. they decide not to serve somebody what they order because of the impact of that food on our health. And so, you know, it's got a lot of comedy in it. You know, there's a lot of comedy, but all of the dialogue is educational, informational. We have someone who dies from, one of the main characters dies from complications with diabetes. We have a funeral scene. We've got dancing in there. We've got singing. It's amazingly, amazingly high energy. But again, very informative. So I'm so excited, and we're going to be providing information about that upcoming casting call. And I'll give this out again. But if people would text "healthy haiku," and I'll talk a little bit about haiku and how we got there, mm-hmm. but "healthy haiku." H-A-I-K-U to the number 22828. You get on our email list and get dates and links and information for everything that I'll mention this evening. But I just wanted to make sure I shared that at least at this point because I know people come and go from radio shows.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
I'll give it
that's
out.
That's really, really wonderful, Imani. Tell the listening audience, because I had asked you that as well. What does haiku mean? What's the origin? It sounds like a Japanese word.
Haiku, yeah. It's the ancient form of Japanese poetry from the 17th century where they used just 17 syllables. So it's really short. There's 5 syllables on the first line, 7 on the second, and 5 on the third, to tell a big story with just a few words. So a lot of the way that they did it was they would always, in the haiku, in these 17 syllables, you'd get a sense of what season you were in. You know, you've got snowflakes falling or, you know, leaves blowing off the trees, symbolizing the fall. So I figured with the issues that we have to deal with, I took sort of literary license and said, we don't have time to talk about the weather. We need to just focus on the health issues. So, you know, you're not going to see that in our haiku, but what you will see is very powerful imagery about important health issues. One of my favorites that I wrote some years ago has to do with the issue of violence. And, you know, a lot of violence occurs among people that know each other.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's certainly true in our communities, and it's very sad. And so you see that with children, you see that with bullying, you know, and it's something that we really, really have to work on. But this particular one, and this is 17 syllables, so it's real short. You got to listen or you'll miss it. When he pulled back his fist, he stared at the lifeless face of his best friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. You got it?
Yeah.
You know, so we, And the sad thing is, after writing that, it was maybe 2 months later, I don't, on a routine basis, sit and watch the 6 o'clock news because it's just too much blood and gore. Who did all the negative things that happened during the day are shown on the news. But anyway, I happened to be passing through the living room, TV was on, and that story of a child hitting, you know, one of his best friend in the temple, killed him, was on the news, you know.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's my poem, you know. And it's very real, you know. It's poetry coming to life and life going into poetry or whatever. But so we use this to create the imagery and to give young people another tool to express themselves about these important issues. One of my favorite, and I've done workshops at schools and churches and mentoring organizations for conferences, and one of my favorite ones was at a juvenile justice sort of after-school detention program, I guess, where young folks are remanded because they've been truant or committed petty crimes or whatever, but, you know, they have to go to juvie in the afternoon. So I went there, and I said, boy, this is going to be a hard group. You know, I just had it in my mind that they are not going to cooperate. I'm going to be speaking to the hand, you know, and not get anywhere. And when I tell you, this turned out to be one of the most incredible workshops. In fact, the young man who came in last and wanted to sit, like, against the wall away from our little circle, I had to invite him into the circle. By the time we started talking, and sometimes, you know, clients will hire me to work on a specific health issue, you know, just come in and do a whole workshop on smoking, or come in and do a whole workshop on delaying sex. I pretty much wanted them to just have a free range to talk. So I let them talk. And next thing I knew, you know, they were talking about the crime in the area, about the drug use, about, you know, violence, about smoking, about so many things that were happening with them, with family members, you know, and I had to remind them about confidentiality, what's said in here stays in here. But the one young man who I thought was really not going to participate, he became one of the group leaders because he had so much to say and had never really had a platform like that to share what was on his heart. So, you know, by the time I left, they were doing poetry, they were doing spoken word, and, you know, they came and shared, because we broke up into small groups. They came back to the big group and shared what they had created in their smaller groups. So every workshop I have done has been so different, you know. So I almost have to just take a deep breath before walking in and pray that it's going to all work out right and that they're going to get exactly what they need and it's going to be powerful, and it always, always is. So and of course, the Healthy Haiku workshops grew out of the teen theater program. We were meeting since 2002 up until off and on pretty consistently for every Sunday afternoon, 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, it was just a weekend program because everybody, all the volunteers, because it was not-for-profit, everybody volunteered. We didn't have a major budget. In times we did get budget, we gave it to the students as stipends, you know, to encourage them to continue and to be serious about what they're doing. But we sort of got burned out, and we also wanted to make sure we reached more young people. So we took what we learned from theater and said, let's go out to the schools, to the churches, to the mentoring organizations, to the clubs, and do these same things and reach a lot more children. So that's how Healthy Haiku became born. I've worked in public health most of my adult life, and I've been writing poetry most of my life, including from when I was a child. And I said, wouldn't it be nice to use the creative arts, the poetry, to teach young people about health? So I also, before coming to Atlanta, I took a Montessori training course. I'm a certified Montessori teacher. I guess you didn't know that either.
No, I did not know that.
I am. That's one of those little known secrets. But there was I went through the training program in Harlem in New York, and this is before I moved here, and I pretty much got to the crossroads of, you know, am I going to work in public health or am I going to work in a Montessori program? And the salary they offered me at CDC was about 10 times what they offered me as a teacher in a Montessori school, so the rest is history. But I still wanted to work with young people. And there was a woman who came into that Montessori training program in Harlem, and she spent about half a day teaching us about haiku, about how to use it to teach young people. And it was so powerful that I never forgot it and said, at some point in my life, I'm going to use this, you know, because we had so much fun creating poetry and sharing it with each other and talking about different it was specifically around education, not specific to health. But, of course, I saw the application that, you know, could be used for both. So that's fast forward, we've got the Healthy Haiku workshops, we've got training for mentors and teachers so that we can teach them how to do this wonderful Healthy Haiku approach. Like you said, I've got two publications. One of them is a full curriculum, an award-winning full curriculum. So we teach, we use that for teaching and for training. And that's packed with learning objectives on every health issue, examples, science, the science behind each health issue, examples of poetry that I've written, places for participants to write their own poetry, lots of icebreakers and activities and resources. In other words, you know, people need to know where to go in crisis mode and just for more information. So I have resources. Many of them are from Atlanta, but there are also some national resources that people can go to. So, and you can find those books on the Healthy Haiku website, which is Healthy Haiku Productions with an S.com. The second book is a poetry book with poetry taken from the first publication, as well as contributions from young people around the globe who've participated in workshops and shared their own poetry. So that's what the second book is, the Healthy Haiku Poetry book, which I love. It's a great reader for families, for people to sit together and discuss important issues. It's good for, I do workshops in elementary schools, but ironically, the workshop was really geared towards junior high and high school and older, but a lot of it is really appropriate for elementary school children. That's one reason why I have two more e-books coming out. One is for the very young child. It's sort of haiku / Dr. Seuss, because it's rhyming haiku about nutrition for very small children. So, in fact, my granddaughter is helping me to put that together, and she just turned 7. But there's one that I think she wrote this one. It's about I'm sitting eating my pear in my pink rocking chair with my big teddy bear. You know, something like that. So you, again, it's filled with imagery. You've got color, you've got the fruit, the teddy bear. And the images stay with you, and it reinforces the importance of eating fruit. So we've got pears and grapes and apple stories and, you know, all kind of things that are a lot of fun, very colorful. I've got an artist in, good friend of mine in Texas, Dallas, Texas, who's helping me with all of the illustrations for that book. So that should be coming out soon. So lots and lots of fun things. When I was looking at putting my information together for this discussion with you, I said, boy, you know, I need some staff.
I need a team
of people. It's coming.
Yeah, you know, it is. But I think that I love most about all these things that you talked about is the passion that I hear in your voice. And that is so refreshing and so uplifting, because there's so many people out there who don't have the passion to work with youth, particularly teenagers, because they're in limbo. They're not children anymore. They're not grown. So they're trying to find their own. And to have someone who is as passionate as you and well-educated and compassionate working with these young people is just really, really commendable. And for parents who want to get in touch with you, we're going to have your contact information throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would be so pleased. I referred a few parents and some older people to work with Dr. Imani, and everyone
you
has
have.
Been really pleased. Everyone's
you
been
have.
Very, very pleased with their with the program, with the way in which it's managed. It's not an after-school drop-off program. These children are young people are actively engaged, so it's not a place where you dump your children, parents.
Right.
No, it's
right.
a learning experience for them. And they come home and they talk to their other siblings and to their peers. And they're like, I want to do that. And I would like for you to share, Dr. Imani, with the listening audience, the trip that you took.
Oh, that was amazing. Before I do that, I just want to mention the person that co-founded Yes for Health with me is Mr. Gary Ogden. Senior. He's an attorney. He is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. He's worked with youth for more than 30 years. He's dedicated his life to working with youth. And it was really funny because a mutual friend of ours, I was telling him that I wanted to do this, you know, Yes for Health. I want to do this teen theater program. And he said, do you know Gary Ogden? And I said, well, I think I might, because we had a mutual friend. So I said, I think I might have met him at her house one time. He said, well, you know, I need to get the two of you together because you're, like, saying the exact same things about what you want to do with young people. And so we met one evening for dinner, and we were talking, and, I mean, we were having, like, one conversation, the same words were coming out. And I said, when is your birthday? And he said, October. And I said, October what? He said, October 12th. I was like, wow, okay, we're born on the same day. I think we were meant
wow.
to do this program together. And Gary has continued to be a wonderful business partner and supporter and friend with all of these programs. I definitely wanted to mention him. So now what was the question you asked me before I talked?
I
the trip.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Dr. Imani. What I'm going to do is to have a short commercial break, and we will continue our conversation after this commercial break.
Okay.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural, holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and the show that you're listening to is Higher Consciousness. And this evening, we're just so honored and thrilled and pleased to have Dr. Imani Ma'at, who is a scientist, health educator, and CEO of Healthy Haiku Productions. It's a production company, and she takes young people to different events, and they use their creative energies to come up with plays and poems to express how they're feeling about issues that are very near and dear to their hearts, like bullying, HIV awareness, diabetes, and just coming into who they are as young people. So you were about to tell us how you raised the money to take your group overseas.
Well, we actually worked with Global Leadership for Health. Dr. And she has two names, and that is not good. It'll come back to me. They traditionally global leadership for health. They have traditionally taken groups of young people. They would gather up young people from different corners of the country and of course Atlanta, and they would take them to different countries to have different health experiences. They'd visit clinics and hospitals and so many things, so many different places that have to do with promoting health and wellness in the particular country that they go to. So we were invited to do this workshop, to do this trip with them as a health education tour. And it was so phenomenal. They actually did a lot of the fundraising. We got all of the parents involved and the young people involved. We had some corporate sponsors, of course, but I saw so much growth from the young people that went with us. We went to Anguilla in the West Indies, and it was a trip from day one. We got to Puerto Rico the first evening, where we missed our connecting flight and had to sleep in the airport. No. We were there in the airport, and they finally put us up in a hotel for free, which was wonderful. But they had such a ball. We met with other youth groups who do health education, and there was one group in particular that were doing work as health educators in HIV prevention, which was just real consistent with our work, because we had just finished a play on HIV and the importance of delaying sex. So we visited there. We visited hospitals and clinics. And there was another national youth conference going on at the same time that our young people had a chance to participate in for like a day or two. So we were there for maybe, I want to say, 2 weeks. I think it was at least 2 weeks, or close to 2 weeks. Phenomenal, phenomenal experience. They had a big carnival while we were there. But our students had an opportunity to experience another culture, different food, as well as look at health issues. And when they came back, the trip just changed their lives. That's the best way I can put it. I saw so much growth. Tawhida is a good mutual friend of ours. Her girls came on the trip, and they were just amazing. And in fact, they told me this way after the fact. One of her girls was applying to college, and I wrote a recommendation, and I talked about the growth and development that I saw after that international trip. And my understanding is that letter that described her growth and development actually helped her to get into college. So I was very, very, and it wasn't me doing it. It was the fact that she really did apply herself and grow. And so it's almost like they went on that trip as children and came back as young ladies. All of the participants were girls on that particular trip, although we've worked with many, many, many boys, over the years. Wilma Kirchhoffer is the name of my friend. and I would be remiss to not mention her. Her and her late husband, Guy, co-facilitators with us with that particular trip. And they were really taking the lead on it, because they did it on a regular basis. I believe they're getting ready to go to Cuba in October. Wow. And yeah, exactly. So they do a lot of, they've done so much good work with youth over the years. So it's been a pleasure to partner with them and to do some mutual activities over the years. We've done some Kwanzaa events and some other things as well. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people and organization, Youth Leadership for Global Health. That's the whole term, Youth Leadership for Global Health. People can Google it, look up Dr. Kirchhofer. She's still amazing. She's still working really, really, really hard to make a difference in the lives of young people. So that's been great. So what else would you like to know?
Join us. If you have any questions for Dr. Imani, please call us at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, listeners, I see you on the board. If you would like to call in and talk with Dr. Imani, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. How can a parent get his or her child into your program, or a school educator, if we have guidance counselors on the board or on the computer, or anyone listening, how can they get in touch with you, or how does the process work?
The best way for them to get involved is to, number one, text the term Healthy Haiku to 22828. Because then they'll be on our mailing list. They'll get all of our list of the upcoming call for actors and actresses for the Drive Through Justice play casting call, and they'll get dates of upcoming conferences and meetings and so forth. They'll get all of our links and information. Mm-hmm. So that's one way. They can also call me at 404-828-0816. Again, that number is 404-828-0816. And you can also send an email to, I'll give you the easy one. I've got one that's connected to Healthy Haiku Productions, but it's kind of a long email. So my personal one is Imani Ma'at, IMANIMAAT, at ME. That's me.com, imanimaat@me.com. You can shoot me an email. I'd be happy to tell you about our services and our programs. We go out, for the most part, to schools, churches, mentoring organizations. We also do adult programs as well. I had a contract. I worked with some friends on a contract with the Center for Black Women's Wellness, where we did a Healthy Women for Healthy Families program. So we use these same techniques from the Healthy Haiku workshops with adult women. So we're going to be doing retreats and workshops for women and one-on-one coaching. So there are a lot of things that are coming, that are on the horizon, that we're very, very, very excited about. And I do have a couple of people who are sort of waiting in the wings as part of the Healthy Haiku leadership team, and they can't wait to help facilitate and help with these different programs. We've also started a new component of our program called Evolve Time Concepts, ETC is the initials. And basically that particular arm of our program is meant to help small businesses and corporations to thrive by kind of fostering a synergy between personal and corporate goals. In other words, to help them to get stronger to serve their population and to meet their goals and objectives. And because just about all of what I do, most of what we do is focused on young people, we have special packages we're putting together for children's hospitals and clinics and places that serve youth. So we're very, very excited about that. I've got a lot of skills from management and training and so forth from the Centers for Disease Control. So all of that will, and evaluation. I still do evaluation consulting through Morehouse School of Medicine. We've one of our recent clients has been the American Cancer Society, looking at ways that ACS could better reach the African-American community on this particular project, better reach them concerning screening for different types of cancers. So, you know, I'm again, putting all of my skills and putting them out there in a way that we can provide services and support to organizations to help them grow. So, you know, we're looking at individual growth, you know, small business and small organizational growth, individual growth and development, and all of it having to do with promoting health and wellness. So I'm pleased with where we're going, and it's been a journey, continues to be a journey. So I'm happy about all the new things that are coming about. There's a conference that I'm participating in next. It feels like next week. There are different bits and pieces of it as we get up to that day in September 7th, but it's called the Georgia Abundance, GA Abundance Conference. It's a women's conference for women who are doing phenomenal things and want to take their business to another level. So there's a link. It's called the Georgia Gorgeous Abundance Business Life and Fashion Show Conference. And I'm one of the teaching sponsors for that event. I'll be speaking. I've got like a whole hour or two-hour platform. And people can actually have several free tickets to this event, which are available on a first-come, first-serve basis. But if you go to pambrookscrump.com, and Pam is a phenomenal, phenomenal coach and individual, so she brings a lot to this particular program that she's putting together. Go to pambrookscrump.com and then click on the Weekend Networking Groups link, and you'll see information about that conference on September 7th. Go there fast and claim one of the free tickets. I believe you've got to pay up front just so they'll hold the space, but you'll get your money back on the day of the conference. I think I still have a couple free passes available. So if you're listening, okay, I would take advantage of that. That's going to be phenomenal. There's also another event that I'd like to make a plug for. As I mentioned earlier, Jamila has been so good at bringing people together. And we have a new friend in the community, Dr. Sahu Amri, who is just phenomenal, phenomenal healer and spiritual warrior, for lack of a better word. He's doing, and Jamila is actually helping him with this, he's doing a Mighty Warriors Awaken Men's Empowerment Group on Sunday, August 11th, which is this Sunday coming from 4 to 7. And it's in Stone Mountain. People can call, and I know that seating is limited, so please call 470. I think that's a new exchange in Atlanta now. 848-0034. It's 470-848-0034. And I believe it's a $15 in advance, $20 at the door. But Dr. Amri is the founder of Ruha, a spiritual holistic health life and martial sciences technique. So he's got a lot that he's bringing to the community. We encourage the brothers to go and to participate. That's going to be a really nice event.
It really is. Both of those events are going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I know both people. I know Pam Brooks Crop, who is an awesome woman in person who helps women take their businesses to the next level. And you have a double treat because if you in the listening audience are interested in going, because Dr. Imani is going to do a presentation and have like a mini workshop at that event. Mm-hmm. So she will then show you how to use her excellent training manual that she talked about on the radio show. She's going to break it down and show you how to use it. And so that you can take it back, especially if you're an educator, if you're a teacher in a school system. Let me just take a moment here and put this on pause. What I really want to emphasize, if you are in the company of young people, regardless of their ages, but especially young teens, I encourage you to get in touch with Dr. Imani Ma'at, because her programs are so groundbreaking. I'm telling you, if someone like Oprah were to hear about her, they would take her to another stratosphere. I have not seen this kind of work, and I've been in higher education for over 20-something years.
Thank you.
So her work is really, really good, and it's heart-centered. She's not out there doing programs to get money, having after-school programs to warehouse children until their parents can come to pick them up. It's nothing like that. These young people are actively engaged. Their minds are stimulated. Then they become peer educators. Once they get to a certain age, to come back and then start working with other young people who are coming through the program. So any of you who are educators out there, even if you're in another state, I would encourage you to contact Dr. Ma'at, because she will come to your state to help train your faculty and your staff, because what she has is an excellent prototype to help young people have a voice by using the things that they like to use, which would be poetry and the spoken word. Because sometimes what we do is we want to superimpose our values and our ways of communicating upon them. They have a different way of communicating. And what she's done is she's used their medium, their way of expressing how they feel, and allow them to put to music and to rhythmic beats what's on their minds about HIV, what's on their minds about diabetes, what's on their minds about cancer and hypertension, and how they feel about not only these illnesses now that used to only affect older people, but they're affecting them, but how it's affecting people in their family. It's so commonplace now for people of regardless of age to know someone personally who has one of those illnesses, who has diabetes, who has HIV, who has cancer, you know. And 20, 30 years ago, that was almost impossible to know someone within your immediate family. You may have heard about it on television, but to know someone personally. And so what we're now doing is we're accepting it like it's a common cold. And what she's doing with her program is having young people step back and say, no, we are contracting these diseases because of lifestyle choices. And she's educating them at a young age. So then they can then go back to their parents and help educate them. And that's what's really interesting and what's really phenomenal. So I encourage all educators, all parents, all surrogate parents, all foster parents, anyone who has had communication in the past or currently is having communication or will have communication with young people. So that includes everyone in the audience. No one is exempt.
That's right. That's right.
To contact
Thank you,
Dr. Ma'at and to go on her website to look at the phenomenal work that she has done. And see, and you can hear her passion. So, you know, a lot of us think that the youth, sometimes we're very, very critical of the youth, but yet we don't put in the time to work with them. And this
That's
scientist,
right. That's right.
researcher, educator, mom, has put in her time.
Grandma.
And grandmother has put in her time and continuing to do so. So I implore each and every one of you in the audience to really support her in this effort, to really support her, you know, because these kinds of programs don't need to be funded only by federal dollars. We need to get behind people like Dr. Ma'at, who's made this passion now a lifetime quest. So let's get behind her. Let's support her in any way that we can.
Thank you so much, Jamila, for that. I really, really, really appreciate your support and encouragement. You've been like a big sister to me for years now, and I just really, truly value you and appreciate it. And I'm grateful to you for all that you've done in terms of your love and support and your kindness. So thank you so, so very much. So. And people can go to, you're welcome. They can go to our website at healthyhaikuproductions.com and look at the books.
The haiku?
Sure. It's healthy and then haiku, HAIKU, productions with an S, .com, healthyhaikuproductions.com. And you'll see our books, the publications, I guess it's another store or purchase link, you'll see a description of our programs and what we've been doing over the years. You'll see some of our team members who work with us and volunteer and give of their time and so forth. So, and also the books are discounted, especially if you buy two together. They're discounted on our site. You can also get them on Amazon, but they're not going to be discounted on Amazon. So, you know, if push comes to shove and you forget the name of the website, you can always go on Amazon.com, type in Healthy Haiku or Dr. Imani Ma'at, either way, and my books will pop up. But more importantly, and not just more importantly, but we're looking for organizations that we can work with and partner with. We're looking for schools and churches and YMCAs and Boys and Girls Clubs and mentoring organizations that can utilize our services. We do not charge, you know, exorbitant prices because we know that, you know, a lot of people don't have that type of budget. So we have a sliding scale. You know, we've got the corporate the corporate fees as well as the community organization fees that we charge, and that's really just so that we can keep the lights on and keep doing what we're doing. But we have been having a ball, and it really, you know, talking with Jamila recently, the more clear that we get about our path and our purpose, it's like the universe just conspires to support you, because the past 2 months have just been amazing in terms of the contacts that I've met, in terms of the ideas and programs. We've got a calendar of positive affirmations for the inner child in each of us that's about to come out, like, any minute.
Wow.
You know, it is an amazing calendar that we're also going to turn that into a book eventually. But right now, that's one of the things. We've got a list of 10 do's and don'ts for building self-esteem for youth, that once people sign up or go to Healthy Haiku, or they text Healthy Haiku to 22828, we will send out for free our list of 10 do's and don'ts for building a healthy self-esteem in youth. And it's powerful. This is the kind of thing everybody, if you have teenagers or you work with teenagers, you should have this list on your wall so that, you know, just as a guide, as a reminder of what to do, what, you know, how to do it. And it's just so supportive of young people as they muddle through this maze of life that we're going through. It's so complicated, you know, and people, like, attitudes, you know, and tempers flare and things, you know, go awry. And sometimes parents and caregivers and other people that work with young people have to put themselves on timeout so they can come back, you know, and have the energy to do what they need to do. I remember we were rehearsing for a play once, and it was, I think it was the night before the play, and always the night before the performance, the students would like have the worst attitudes, you know, nobody can get it together, nobody can remember lines. And I remember I looked out, I think we were performing it at Morehouse School of Medicine for a big diabetes conference. I looked out into the audience, and Gary was gone. And so about a half an hour later, I saw him, and I said, where'd you go? He said, you know, I had to take a walk around the block and then come back. Mm. So, Jamila, you're right. Working with youth is not the easiest thing, but, you know, when you have the commitment and you have the drive, you got to have the creativity like we do. We just keep coming up with new things that can engage and support and empower young people. It's all about empowering them to be the best people that they can be and to get on their own unique path in life. So we are continuing to do what we do and do more of it. We, like I said, we've got a number of things planned, retreats, and the play is coming back. We actually need, and I should put this out to your listening audience, we have not decided on a theater that we would use for rehearsals. And I know that there are schools and churches that have stages that go unused most of the time. So if there's anyone out there that has the perfect place for us to rehearse, our play, the Drive Through Justice. We would really, really, really appreciate it. We can barter. We can just figure out how to make it happen. But since we're on that, that's something that we should do. And Jamila, make sure you send me your commercials for your products, because they're
okay.
Wonderful. And that's, you know,
oh,
we need
you.
To do that for each other. So I'll do my station
yeah.
break and have we'll talk about your blends and
yeah,
Peace
okay,
Be Still,
sure.
which is such a wonderful, wonderful product. We have to support each other and come together where we can to
we definitely have
to make this.
And Imani is such a wonderful, for you and the listening audience who can probably gather by now, she, what you hear is what you get. I've never seen her have explosive moments with anyone, adults or whatever.
Mm.
And she probably does. I've just never seen her do that. She's so even keeled and just so calming. I mean, her voice is just, it's like lilting and so calming. And she's a Libra, people, so she's working at that balance, having a balanced approach
right.
about things, seeing both sides. So parents, I would definitely encourage you to get in touch with Dr. Imani Mahd, because sometimes parents need support, and you're so close up on the situation, you need to step back. And I know that can be very challenging when you have a mini-me in front of you talking and wanting to be an adult, and you are at your wit's end with this mini-me. So someone like Dr. Imani can be an excellent resource, because a lot of times young people have a lot of pent-up energy that comes off sometimes inappropriately, but by being channeled into a program like hers, they would know how to have life skills. They would know how to channel their energy into a creative project like the Healthy Haiku Productions, because a lot of times they have a lot of energy, but they don't have any way to express that in a healthy way.
Right.
And her program,
right.
Healthy Haiku, is an excellent program. So, Dr. Mahd, why don't you give them your contact information again?
Sure, I will. And I do want to just mention, one of our goals is to help young people to find their voice. And like you said, to channel it in a way that's helpful for them and their community and their surroundings, you know, with positive, correct, accurate information about health and other things. So we have so many, I'm going to give the information in a second, we have so many success stories of people that we've worked with over the years. There's a young man who, now he was a genius when he came to us. I would admit that. He was maybe 11 when he started with Yes for Health. And I believe he started Morehouse College when he was about 13. He was like one of the youngest people to ever be admitted to Morehouse College. But, you know, he ended up going, and he was really quiet. He played the piano beautifully, but he would never want to speak, you know, in the plays. He was always very, very quiet, very shy. And, you know, he now goes around the country talking to people. I think he's a senior this year at Morehouse.
Yeah,
he goes around.
He made the news, Imani.
Yes.
He has about 4 different degrees. So he was, part of your program.
Oh, yeah, and he credits Yes for Health as helping him to find his voice and not be so shy and to speak up. So, he's one of our success stories. I would give his name, but I don't have his parents' permission to do that. But he is just an incredible, incredible person, and we're going to, you know, he may be a president at some point, because he's just so, so amazing. We've had other students. There's a young man who I met him. We had a science program for young people at Morehouse School of Medicine, and I was full-time on faculty at the time, and I was asked to be one of the judges. So I met this young man, and he was one of the things he was telling me that he wanted to do, and he was so excited because he found out that I had attended MIT, was that he wanted to, at the time I met him, he was in junior high school, and he said that he wanted to go to MIT after he finished high school. And I was like, wow, that is wonderful. You go for it. I'm so encouraged. Anyway, he ended up coming to Yes for Health and participating in the plays and productions, him and his sister. And I got a Facebook note from somebody at one point, and I didn't recognize it, but it was his father, and he was actually showing me the link to his graduation from MIT, like the year before. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, and his dad, his parents could not say enough positive things about our group and what we had done for continuing to instill, you know, a positive self-esteem. So, yeah, E.J. Hester, I can say his name because he's been on the show. He actually came on. I wanted to kind of brag about him and highlight the work that he did, you know, going through engineering at MIT, one of the best engineering schools in the world.
Right. Most definitely.
Yeah, so he was when we had another young lady who was with us, and she, you know, she might have been with us for maybe a year or so. Her parents were very, very involved. Her and I believe her brother were in the group. But next thing I knew, she was appearing in a Tyler Perry show about teen pregnancy. And she was like this young girl who had gotten pregnant. Yeah, and she was one of our students. So we have so many success stories. And granted, over the years had really good families, really good parents who worked very closely with their children. And they saw Yes for Health as something that would be consistent with their goals and objectives for their children. So that, you know, I want to be real clear that it wasn't just us. We worked in harmony and unison with the families that sent their children. So we've had lots and lots of success stories, students going on to college, going on to acting programs, going on to dancing schools and programs. We had this one young man who was in our HIV performance, and none of us, I mean, all of us were sort of coaches with the young folks around health and around acting, but none of us, at that time, we didn't have any dancers on our staff. And he choreographed this beautiful, beautiful dance that had to do with, like, a young girl finding out that her boyfriend in high school was HIV positive. So the whole story was kind of like around that and different ways of contracting HIV and the sensitivity issues to other children. Beautiful, beautiful production. And his play was just, I mean, his dance was just, I mean, usually when our students perform, no, every time they perform, it's sold out, it's a standing ovation, and there's never a dry eye in the audience when they finish because they are so convincing in terms of the information that they're sharing, because it's from their hearts and it's real. So we're looking forward to getting the play up and running again. Again, people can call me at 404-828-0816 and email me at imanimaat@me.com. That's imanimaat at me.com.
And what I would like to do at this point is ask, because I have people on the board, anyone would like to talk to Dr. Imani Maad, who hasn't called, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We only have 23 minutes left, and what has happened in some other shows is that people do this bum rush towards the end. Listening audience, let's not do that this time. Please call if you have a question or would like to talk personally to Dr. Maad. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So this is
wonderful.
Imani, I'm just so impressed with the work that you've done. And people in the listening audience, I am asking you to really, really dig in deeply into your pockets, financial pockets, to support this cause, and also your intellectual pockets. Dr. Maad now needs a place where she can have rehearsals for her upcoming production. So for those of you within the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, if you belong to a church or to a community group, a sorority or whatever, and you have access to a building, please give her a call so that she can have a place where the young people can practice, get ready for their upcoming production. So we talk about what the government isn't doing and what the city isn't doing and what the governor of the state isn't doing. Now, this is our time to support our youth, regardless of race. So you can do your part, even if you don't have a building. You can dig in and support this organization financially, because they don't have any standing monies from the government. Everything that they're doing is through Dr. Ma'at's time and her funds and other donations. So rather than going out and going to dinner 3 or 4 times a week, think about ways in which you can give back to the community. This is a very, very, very concrete way in which we can give back. Rather than buying shoes are fine, but sometimes we have an excess of all these things, and we need to invest in our young people, because that's like human gold. We need to make a commitment and an investment in our youth, because they are the way of the future. And if we don't invest in them now, we're going to invest in them later, because they will then be in some situations that are not the best and the highest in terms of getting into gangs and some other things. And her program keeps them doing things that are proactive, that are productive, and they don't have time to get caught up in things that are not the best and the highest. So I'm asking each person in this listening audience, regardless of your age, to think about ways in which you can assist Dr. Ma'at in terms of financial capital, human capital by volunteering, or doing things in kind in terms of helping her, you know, market her programs or her productions. There's so many ways in which we can help a program as phenomenal as this. And to have someone who is trained, Ivy League trained, okay, who has given up her time and her commitment, who walked away from the CDC after 22 years because she said that's not her passion. She had done as much as she could do there as a researcher and a scientist, and to come back, not to go to corporate America, but to commit to giving something to our youth. We need to support her. So I'm asking each and every person out there in the listening audience, regardless of where you are, what state you're in, you can support her program and invite her to your state. Because we need
absolutely
this be a franchise. We should have Healthy Haiku Productions. You know, we should have franchises all around the country. So this is just a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say, we're in a different state and we can't support her. No. And even internationally, this is not a local adventure that she's doing. This is global.
Yeah, you know, thank you. Thank you so much for that plug, Jamila. We actually started a site. It's and I don't know how many people have heard of GoFundMe, but it's a program that helps organizations like ours to collect donations for our organizations to move forward, to meet our goals and objectives. So the site is GoFundMe.com/Healthy Haiku, the number 4, youth, Y-O-U-T-H. And people can, you know, you can give as little as $1, but, you know, it's just so nice when people donate $20, $30, $40. And we, because we have a not-for-profit status, you know, you can get credit for your donation to a nonprofit. So we are, again, it's GoFundMe.com/Healthy Haiku, the number 4, youth, Y-O-U-T-H. And so that would be wonderful because we can, you know, the donations that come in will help us to get the T-shirts, to get the stage built, to get, you know, all of everything that we need to get the production, because we really want to videotape it this time so that we can get it out to people all over the country. I had a professor in Texas who called me, no, New Mexico. She called like 2 years ago. And she said she wanted to buy the production. And I'm like, really?
Wow.
It's not. I was impressed. I said, it's not for sale. I said, I would be happy to come and provide some coaching with your young people so that they can do the same thing. But we're not like selling. And they did, trust me, they did not have the money to buy what we've created. So we want to be able to perform Drive Through Justice locally and film it so that we can get it on video, DVD, and that becomes a fundraising mechanism. But it also becomes a powerful educational tool to send that out to schools and places with young people around the country. So there's a lot that we need funding for, and we're thank you for bringing that up. I'm always hesitant, and I've got to get better about doing the fundraising, but it's a necessity if we're going to get to the next level. We really do need to do that. One thing, and I know it's like almost quarter of G, I have one of my poems that I wanted to share that this one's not haiku, it's not haiku, but it's really, really powerful. We had actually at the genesis of our teen theater program, this weekend actually helped us to get the idea of Yes for Health and of the particular play Drive Through Justice. We went on a camping trip with another friend, a storyteller, cowboy, African-American cowboy by the name of Calvin Sims, an incredible, incredible person. He's a storyteller. He works with youth all over the country. Just moved from Atlanta. I think he's in Virginia, based in Virginia now. But he invited us on this camping trip where he took young men who were, like, working on their GED and working on getting it together, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old range. And so we took some of our young folks who we wanted to create plays with anyway. And that weekend, just seeing Mr. Sims do his work with the young people inspired me so much. And sometime during that weekend, I wrote this poem as a tribute to him. But it's also it's kind of like a call for everyone who works with youth and who wants to make a difference. So the name of the piece is called Change.
Okay.
So here it is. Change. Change of the heart, the mind, the openness to love, to challenges, risks, failures. Change of the opportunities to learn and to experience life through another lens. Change of our attitudes about change, stepping out of the box that is just an illusion anyway. Change of our perceptions of time, knowing that tomorrow is a day away from when we must start activating our dreams. Change from being victimized to being energized, ghettoized to engrandized. Change that makes us stop to breathe and be the embodiment of God that we were created to be in the first place. Change that makes us tap into our brilliance in a way that sends us whirling through space, igniting new stars and geniuses along the way. Change so powerful that it makes us realize that the place that had us stuck no longer exists and no longer has power over us. So we are now freed up and fired up to achieve in ways that only mirrors the magnificence of our creation on this earth. And this was dedicated to Mr. Calvin Sims, storyteller, author, cowboy, and all-around dedicated educator of youth everywhere. So, again,
wow.
He inspired us. And
that was beautiful, Imani. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
that was beautiful.
Thank you so much. When we came down from the mountains, you know, because we were there, you know, he was doing grilling burgers and hot dogs and stuff, and I had the vegetarian version of all of that. And when we came down, and the kids could not wait to get to a McDonald's or, you know, excuse me, that's what's called names. They could not wait to get to a fast food restaurant. And so we went to one of those places, and Gary came over to my window. We were sitting there. All the young folks just ran out the car to go get whatever. He came over, and he said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could just shut all these places down? And I said, you know, we probably can't shut them all down, but we can do a story about shutting one of them down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Drive Through Justice was born, you know, just from that trip and the fact that the young folks who we had up in the mountains for a weekend, we were in either North Georgia mountains or I think we were in North Carolina, But they couldn't wait to get some fast food in them. And we're like, woo, we have work to do. And so that's how, in fact, as we were, my son was learning to drive at the time. He was, you know, had his, I guess, temporary license. He was driving, and I was sitting in the passenger seat, actually drafting the story for Drive Through Justice on that camping trip. But so Calvin Sims is one of the inspirations behind Yes for Health and all of the work that we do. And I always thank him so much for his dedication to working with young people.
Well, I thank you. We have, listening audience, we have less than 10 minutes. If you want to talk to Dr. Imani Ma'at, my dear friend and friend and sister friend and colleague, and just there's so many adjectives that are out there. I can't use them all. She's just a beautiful person, outside and inside, just through and through.
Oh, and back at you, Jamila. You're such a blessing to be a friend with. So thank you so much for all
You're
that
so
you do.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And I want the listening audience, because I see people on the board, to have the opportunity to talk with Dr. Imani Ma'at in the last 8 minutes that we have. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Dr. Ma'at, what are some of the words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom that you want to leave us with? I know that you have some publications that I mentioned earlier in your bio that are coming out, and you have the upcoming production. So do you want to reiterate that information?
We do. We've got a couple of e-books coming out. I find those are easy to for people to purchase, number one, because they're not so expensive. And then we're going to do, like, teleseminars where we go through the books together and kind of reinforce the lessons that are in there with the families that purchase the books. So we're really excited about that. We're going to do some free teleseminars starting at the latest by the beginning of September. So we're talking right around the corner. We're very, very excited about that. And, again, people should text the phrase Healthy Haiku, and haiku is H-A-I-K-U, Healthy Haiku as one word, to the number 22828. So if you text that, you'll get links to us, and we'll add you to our mailing list so that you'll know about all the things that we're doing, when we're rolling them out. You'll get the links. You'll get the 10 do's and don'ts for building a healthy self-esteem in young people. And you'll learn about our positive affirmation calendar that's coming out. Let me just tell you, and this is I love this calendar. I cannot stop going through it, because basically what we did was we took common terms and turned them into acronyms. So one of them, I'm looking for my favorite, is, the term, this too shall pass. So we took the pass. I took the pass, P-A-S-S, and turned it into this too shall prove to be an amazing story of survival. Let me get a drink of water.
Wow. So pass became...
prove to be an amazing story of survival. So what happens is, you know, whatever you're going through and whatever you went through, just know that it will pass, and don't just let it pass. However, we want people to learn the lessons. Take it with you. Grow from the experience.
Yeah.
Release any pain, any anger. Let the experience make you stronger, more determined to move forward in a glorious way, creating great things for you and everyone whose life you touch. Don't just survive the experience. Thrive and choose life. Write down your victories. Tell your story so that others might benefit. So that's an example of 1 month, this too shall pass, proved to be an amazing story of survival. And so at the end of it, it says, this month I'll be grateful for those things in life that contributed to my amazing story of survival. And we've got 14 months. We're probably going to start it with November of 2013 because we had so many. And I said, I don't want to cut them all out. So let's do two bonus, free bonus months on the calendar for the year 2014. So that's going to be coming out, and you'll learn about that once you get on our mailing list. And again, we'll have information about that on the website, healthyhaikuproductions.com, and then, you know, everything will be there as well. The other thing is, you know, we talk a lot about, and there's no one that wants to talk to Mila. Did you open up the board?
Yeah, the board is open. People are on it, but no one has pressed to talk. Yeah. Sometimes listeners tell me that they are so engrossed in the conversation. They're like, Jamila, we don't want to talk. We just want to listen. So I'm fine with that. Okay.
Well, some of the words that I would like to leave people with is, we always talk about manifesting your dreams and what does it take to really manifest your dreams. And I have a list, and a lot of this list is embedded in the positive affirmations calendar. But belief in yourself, it takes courage, it takes perseverance. You've got to work so hard. You've got to study. You've got to practice. In this world, practice means volunteering, working with people who are doing what you want to do so you can learn while giving back at the same time. It takes determination, it takes focus, it takes patience, all of the positive attributes, because it's so easy to be pulled off, and it's happened to me, to be pulled off my course working somebody else's dream, and I have to come back to Healthy Haiku and say, if I don't put my time and energy into this, it's not going to happen, because this was my dream. This was a gift that was given to me. You know, from the universe, from God, from the ancestors, however, you know, people want to describe it. But it's so important to figure out what your contribution is and just do it. You know, just work so hard at it and stay in your lane and don't be pulled off course.
That is so important, staying in your lane and staying focused. So in the last few minutes, because the next thing I know, the time will pass very quickly. We only have really 3 minutes left. So what I would like to do is have you give us some closing remarks about what you would like to leave with our listening audience, Dr. Imani Ma'at, your contact information, and food for the week, for the year.
Food for thought. Food for thought, I guess, is basically what I just said. You know, figure out who you are. Get still. Get quiet. Figure out your passion. Sometimes we have so much noise that we can't hear the divine speaking to us. We can't hear. We can't get to that higher consciousness that Jamila has named her radio program after. So we have to be still. Turn the radio off in the car and just drive, and you'll hear the voice talking to you, telling you what to do. You won't hear that if there's too much noise and too much clutter. And we've got to teach that to children, too, about getting quiet and getting still. You know, don't give them so much sugar and the things that are disturbing their peace. So, you know, let's all get to that point of peace so that we can reach a higher consciousness. Again, to reach us, imanimaat@me.com, imanimaat@me.com. The number is 404-828-0816. And our website is healthyhaikuproductions.com. And we look to hear from you. We're looking for partners. We're excited about the play. Come out and volunteer. Work with us. Let's get this play going. We want to take it. We want to do it locally. We want to videotape it. But we do want to take it on the road and go to other cities and go to other events and major conferences for youth conferences on health and wellness. So please support us. It's definitely a worthwhile event, a worthwhile activity. And we're looking for you to share your talents and your time with us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Jamila, thank you. I love you. You are just wonderful. And I'm so blessed to have you in my circle of life.
Yeah. Well, I feel it's a mutual admiration society audience. As you can hear, Dr. Imani Ma'at is just she's such a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful person. I said outside and inside, her heart is so compassionate, and she's committed not only to youth but to humankind, and I love her so much. She's my spiritual sister, and I'm so glad that I have had the opportunity to know her. And she did a segue for my show next week, which I am going to talk about, which is Peace Be Still, the series. So until next week, everyone, have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, my beloved sister. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jamila. All the best.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today.